From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An ancient ritual is making a comeback in Spain, the practice of hunting wild boar on horseback. And the Spanish don't use guns, they use spears. The sport goes back to Roman times and was recently approved under Spanish hunting regulations. Reporter Lauren Freyer rode along on one wild boar hunt.
Just a 20-minute drive from Spain's capital and you're in the Dehesa, oak woodlands where wild boar, deer, and mountain goats still roam. Madrid skyscrapers are on the horizon, but here ancient traditions still reign. A hunting party prays in unison.
Viva España!
Viva el rey!
Before mounting horses and riding off in search of wild boar. This landscape, parts of which are a UN biosphere reserve, has gradually emptied as Spaniards migrate to cities for jobs. Among those left is Ramiro Mora, whose family established this ranch centuries ago.
For thousands of years, the only way to get a boar was to chase it with a horse. There was no other weapon. This has been taking place for 2,000 years.
Often hunters chase a single boar all day. And often the animal gets away. This is not an efficient way to hunt. But Mora says guns, whatever you think of them, sometimes make it just too easy.
From the shotguns to the rifles, and from the rifles to the automatic rifles. And where will we keep going? How are you not going to try to protect the ancient ways of hunting when there's no limit to the capability of mankind to make more sophisticated weapons?
It takes expert riders to maneuver and finally corner a wild boar, then stab him with the long spears they've managed to lug along while galloping across steep terrain. In this case, the boar uses his tusks to try to attack one of the horses and then cries out as a spear pierces his heart. The animal is then hauled away to be cooked for dinner or exported to Germany, the number one destination for wild boar meat from Spain. Despite a growing animal rights movement in Spain and the recent ban on bullfighting in Catalonia, there's been no uproar over this sport, which is officially known as pig sticking.
It's something that hasn't got a lot of publicity, and it's something I think most Spanish citizens are not aware of. If they were, I am sure that a great percentage of them would be against this kind of cruel sport.
Sharon Nunez is a spokeswoman for the group Animal Equality. She hadn't heard of pig sticking either until it was recently added to hunting regulations. And while she says every effort should be made to uphold traditions, there's a limit.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same case with bullfighting. I mean, a tradition shouldn't stay or shouldn't remain if it's cruel and it means suffering and death to an innocent creature.
But where some see cruelty, others see beauty. Our hunting party includes a poet and a painter.
The adrenaline, the emotion is beautiful. You're not stalking behind an animal.
Pig sticking is like Dutch heaven.
Pig sticking has been around since Roman times, and perhaps even before that. Prehistoric cave paintings in Spain depict primitive man on horseback chasing wild boar with spears. It was also popular in colonial India. But the sport's resurgence here poses a dilemma for modern Spain, balancing rural traditions against the progressive society it's quickly become.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to reconcile these traditions.
José Manuel Calvo is the opinion editor at El País newspaper.
We try to make a distinction between the roots of the culture and customs in the rural world and the brutality and things that we, in the 21st century, we can't let go on.
Spain is still trying to negotiate its new identity. In the past 40 years, the country has changed from a military dictatorship to a democracy. Millions have abandoned rural life for cities. Wildfires ravage that empty land each summer. And now less than 20% of Spaniards live in rural areas.
To me, the thing that makes me more sad, and it's my biggest battle.
Jaime Patiño, one of the hunters on our trip, wears his grandfather's leather chaps and boots and a 19th century suit jacket to go riding.
We are the people that really protect the nature, and we are passionate of the countryside. And after that, you know, we are hunters and all that. But first of all, we are country people. We've been centuries doing this. The properties have been a long time in our families, and we pretend to continue in this way.
He's likely to be able to do so. Spain's cash-strapped government is selling off some public land to be converted into private hunting reserves. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.